Hi, my name's Peter Eastman. I own a boat shop on Cape Cod, and I clearly remember the first time I met Dave. He was in the booth next to us at the Maine Boat Builders Show in 2002, and I can honestly say I was afraid of him. But fortunately for us, he'd stopped barking by that time. I never did hear that bark, I'm sorry to say. But and actually, the first time I met Dave, I did say to myself, where did this guy come from? But fairly soon, through Dave's sarcasm and my sarcasm, we came to realize that we were one and the same and very similar, and I did find out where Dave actually came from and found out we had a lot of similarities, and, you know, we both had a New England prep school background and things like that. But and in that respect, I think Dave taught me some things, because when I was in boarding school, there's no way I would have talked to Dave. And I heard the stories when he was at Kent, and the long hair, and the headmaster said, you can't talk to Dave this week unless he cuts his hair. Ostracized Dave. And, you know, Dave definitely was his own man. And I think that's one of the things that we all loved about him. And there were a few other things that I just wanted to remark on, like Kurt talking about Dave's boats and the Herreshoffs in particular. And, you know, Dave actually built Herreshoffs better than Herreshoff did, because it really was Herreshoff manufacturing. I mean, you know, I hope I didn't get struck by lightning or something, but from the wooden boat gods or something, but, you know, it was Herreshoff manufacturing. You know, they were in production, and you know, when you're in production, you try to do it as quickly as you can. But Dave's boats, because they were craft built, were better than Herreshoff's. They hadn't, for those wooden boat people here, they had no butt blocks. He scarfed all his planks. The boats were just built better, and that's why. Although there are still original Herreshoffs here from 100 years ago, Dave's boats, if they're taken care of properly, will be here at least that long. And I hope they are. I was in the shop earlier before the speaking started, and I found a copy of Woody's statement about Dave just in the corner underneath Dave's collection of planes, and I started reading it, and I said, you know, this really speaks to, I think, the relationship that so many of us had with Dave. Dave really was brilliant. He was amazing. If you had a problem, I know that I had a Herreshoff that I was building a few years ago, and, you know, I was for 6 months, I was thinking about how am I going to do this next thing, and a couple of times I picked up the phone and called Dave, and the great thing about Dave is Dave was always on. You picked up the phone and you called Dave, and there he was, boom, and he was, you know, on, and I can count. You know, it's a funny thing. I've known Dave very long, since 2002, but I can count the number of times that I saw Dave in my life, and it's about 25. And between, you know, spending time every year at the boat show next to each other for 3 days in a row, staying here, him coming down to my place on the Cape, we probably saw each other at the most, aside from the boat show, another time during the course of the year. But you felt like Dave was your best friend, and that was just the relationship we had. You may not have seen Dave all year, but then you come together and boom, there you go. And off you go and have a great time. And it was wonderful. About what Alex was saying about Leonard Skinner, I think for anybody who knows Leonard Skinner, I think one of their most famous songs is a song called Simple Man. And I think Dave might have really taken those lyrics to heart. And basically, it's find something you love and can do well and do it. I spent a couple of days with Dave in late March at the boat show once again, and you know, we all know the state he was in, and you know, we spent a couple of days together, and when I was driving home, I was recalling something he had told me a year ago when we were having dinner here in Kennebunkport, and he told me about a period in his life before where he overcame the difficulties of depression. And one of the things that he said was that one of the most powerful things that got him through that was just really a lot of exercise, you know, stringent exercise, and just probably getting those beta orphans flowing or whatever that is. What are they? Not beta orphans. Whatever, you know. Whatever the aerobics instructors know about that, not me. I'm a boat builder. What do I know? But anyway, I was thinking about the boat. Anyway, I was thinking about that on my way home, and I was going to call Dave and remind him of that in case he had forgotten about that, that, you know, that's what got him through the previous time. I just wanted to tell him that. And the fact that, you know, Dave, no matter what happens, don't forget, there are just tons of people who love you. And, you know, as you can look around today and see all those people, and there are more, of course, who aren't here, but, you know, Dave was, he was a celebrity wherever he went. And everybody, you know, he's like a magnet. He was an incredible individual, and I certainly loved him. I know everybody here did also. Thank you.